Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Turns out the mess at the airports due to the shutdown is not only affecting air travelers. The cabbies who rely on those customers are losing big bucks.
Tommy's been driving a livery car for 35 years. His last 4 or 5 days have been a nightmare.
Well, right now it's chaos. You can't plan ahead back-to-back jobs.
Right.
Because nothing is working as far as on-time status.
Because you said you were going to LaGuardia and something happened, right? What happened then?
Yeah, the flight takes off out of Charlotte. Then I get a text back. We just got back to Charlotte again. And meanwhile, I'm already crossed 2 bridges to get to LaGuardia.
Wait, so you're there almost, and he's still
he's still in
Charlotte.
So what do I do?
What does he do? He's losing a lot of money. In fact, he lost 6 airport jobs yesterday alone. Last-minute cancellations.
I had so many cancellations the last 4 days.
So people just decided not to travel at all?
Not to travel at all, yeah.
Good luck today, Tommy. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at Newark Liberty.
Today is Veterans Day, with more than 2,000 service members expected to march in what will be the nation's largest Veterans Day parade up Fifth Avenue. Mark Otto is president of the United War Veterans Council. He tells 1010 Winds this year will be extra special.
Next New York City Veterans Day parade, it's a big year because this year we normally have one featured service branch. We actually have 3 this year, and that's because it's the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. So it's a really special thing, once in a lifetime, obviously.
The parade runs from 12:30 to 3 from 26th Street to 48th. The charity group PTP, or Post-Tour Processing, has announced that a peer support program for first responders is being expanded to include U.S. veterans. PTP psychologist Dr. Jean Cirillo.
The ultimate goal is for them to feel comfortable enough to seek counseling from other veterans who are trained in coaching, who have been through what they've been through.
She adds that it can be totally anonymous. For more information, go to ttmpt.com. A program based in Brooklyn is giving veterans the chance for a new career. The Building Trades Educational Benefit Fund offers free classroom and on-the-job training for apprentice electricians through United Electrical Workers of America. Educational Director Paul Iacarino.
Anytime we have a veteran in our program, we're very blessed to have that veteran. We understand that. So we do everything that we can to accommodate that veteran and help them earn their way through the program and build their way up.
Get more on that at btEducationFund.org. The union representing horse carriage drivers now taking their fight to keep that industry running in New York City to court. They are suing NYCLASS, the group that has been lobbying for years against it. They argue that a pattern of malice against their members has been in effect, and NYCLASS falsely claiming two horses that died when they collapsed on the street had been abused. Union VP Alexander Kemp tells 1010 Winds, if the horses lose their stables, they may also lose their lives.
In the event this industry had to be expelled because of their intent to build high-rises, you would potentially have the death of 200 horses, considering that there is no remedy for what happens to those horses when they no longer have a place to work every day.
TWU is seeking damages in excess of $1 million. In a statement, NYCLASS said it had yet to be served a copy of the lawsuit, but it called it a desperate attempt by a failing business brought low by its own actions. A Bronx man accused of going on a joyride with a stolen truck and then trying to steal an ambulance.
It's a miracle no one was injured after Dominique Bullock, 32, hijacked a FedEx truck. Sora lives across the street.
I heard like a loud bang, and then I heard lots of sirens.
It happened Sunday afternoon. Bullock shoving a FedEx driver out of the truck, then speeding off. He smashed into a car, rear-ended a taxi, then plowed into St. Francis Xavier's convent fence. Sora says,
it was surprising. The FedEx truck stayed there, but the ambulance and the fire truck and everybody else kind of went away eventually.
He's now hit with a slew of charges, including robbery, reckless driving, and leaving an accident scene. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Park Slope.
Do you take NYC Ferry to get around town? Well, you're soon going to have some new options. The NYC Economic Development Corporation has rejiggered the routes with one from West 34th Street to Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Wall Street. Another runs from the Rockaways to the Upper East Side and then Throgs Neck in the Bronx. In addition, the Southern Brooklyn route will add a stop at 34th. All of this as the EDC is also opening two new ferry landings at 125th Street in East Harlem and Pier 6 in Sunset Park. The new routes kicking in December 8th. Get more info at ferry.nyc. As his term in office winds down, New Jersey's governor uses the power of the pardon pen.
Dozens of New Jersey residents with their criminal record past haunting their future now have been given a second chance at life. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy granting 19 commutations and 29 pardons, among those Jamal Mohammed.
We make errors. We miss the mark at times. It happens. This is why commutations and pardons are so important. This may be the last shot chance.
Governor Murphy says Mohammed is proof that people can grow.
Prior to his commutation, Jamal had been living behind bars for nearly 30 years. And over the past 6 months, he has reunited with his family. He's gotten married and is even starting his own business.
Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani introduces members of his incoming administration, but it looks as if one key post is not yet a done deal.
I continue to be to retain my interest in keeping Commissioner Jessica Tisch, and I'll be sure to inform you when I have any updates.
Other than that,
Dean Fulahan was Mayor de Blasio's first deputy mayor, and he's back in that role with the Mamdani administration. He's excited by the aggressiveness of the agenda.
I've been told many times in the past things could not happen directly, and that's not what we're being told. We're being told, let's have a conversation.
On free buses, Governor Hochul is concerned about the idea of, in her recent words, taking money from a system that relies on those fares. Her comments, not phasing the mayor-elect.
I'm just as excited as I was about free buses today as I was more than a year ago.
He says his agenda isn't just slogans. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD asking for help catching the suspect in the recent swastika graffiti incidents at a yeshiva and a Jewish cemetery in Brooklyn. In fact, they're out with surveillance video now. You can see that on the Crime Stoppers X account. DNA helps to solve a cold case murder on Long Island.
The cold case task force was established in April of 2024, and the murder of Ann Lustig was one of the first cases that was examined.
Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney says using DNA from the murder scene in 1997, they found a match to the now deceased but convicted sex offender, Stephen Breike.
He had an extensive criminal history.
Lustig was 69 years old and leaving a doctor's appointment in Kings Park when she was sexually assaulted and murdered. Her grandson was emotional.
Ann was a beautiful person and met a horrible end.
The DA says Breike's DNA is also a match to the rape of an 82-year-old woman in 1996. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.